everybody, and welcome to Loan Officer Impact. We are in for a treat today. We've got a great guest, and I'm really excited to have this gentleman on. I got to know him not too long ago, and from the first day I met him, I knew this was just one cool customer. I love his demeanor. He's really smart. He's really professional, but he's got this laid-back coolness to him that really just makes it very appealing. And without any further ado, from the great state of Oklahoma and the city of Tulsa, I'd like to introduce Kyle Bradley. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Kevin. I'm doing great today. Thanks for having me on. It's good to see you.
Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to join us here at Loan Officer Impact. Our mission, Kyle, is to help loan officers nationwide, regardless of what company they work at, have a more stress-free life, a more fun-filled life. And I honestly don't know if I can think of a better guest to have on of all the loan officers I know across the country. You've mastered something that I think every loan officer I talk to wants to master, but very few have. And if you don't mind, do you care if I jump right into this topic that I'm about to bring up?
Let's hit it. I'm ready.
So every loan officer that I talk to talks about work-life balance and how important it is to them. And yet the vast majority I talk to don't have it, even though they want it and they talk about it. And from the minute I met you, you made it crystal clear to me there was no wiggle room in this conversation. I remember every word you and I spoke of the first time we met, but you said that was insanely important to you and that under no uncertain terms would you not have that in your life. And you really do have it, don't you?
I do. I do. I mean, it didn't come, you know, overnight, obviously.
It took a while, I'm sure.
I've been in the industry for right about 19 years now. Been in the Freedom Club with Mortgage Marketing Animals for almost six, I believe.
Yes.
And so that's really what's helped me dial it in, you know, with just being around people that are better than me, that have already done it. And so I can copycat and pick little nuggets from them. But I'm really just teaching you how to build the team piece. Obviously that's the stages, I believe, that builds the foundation that allows you that work-life balance. It took me a little while with the team structure. I went through a few loan partners on the front end side of it.
Yep.
That's really where I was dialed in and focused, was trying to get that piece built just to free me up from the front end and getting me out of my files to an extent so I could focus more on the relationship aspect of it that I wanted to be involved with. So super blessed to have reconnected with a past cohort of mine from a previous spot. And Megan's been with me for almost 4 years now. And she truly is the foundation, grounding piece for my business in that complete trust, professional unicorn does it all for me in that regard of there's no worry. And so files that are being worked and touched by her, I know my relationships are protected and impressed, you know, with their interactions with Megan. And that really was the starting point for me. And so that first piece really kind of set me up, Kevin, to start experiencing some more of that work life aspect of it. And then from there, you know, I've added to that foundation with other parts, obviously, to keep growing.
Well, three things that you just said that I wrote some notes down here, but three takeaways already. First 3 minutes on our call, and I already got three takeaways. And number one is I joined the Freedom Club about 11 years ago, and that's where you and I first actually met, was through Carl White. And for those of you tuning in here, don't know what that is. A dear friend of Kyle's and a dear friend of mine named Carl White owns a company called the Mortgage Marketing Animals. And one of the side businesses of the Mortgage Marketing Animals is an exclusive club called the Freedom Club. And we meet regularly 3 to 4 times a year. And we share experiences, strengths, and hopes, and things that are working and things that aren't working and things we've tried. And we get new systems and new strategies and new ways to do things. And I love it. I walk out of there every time with 5 to 10 implementable ideas every time. I don't always do all of them, but I get all of them. And it's really helped my business. But one of the focal points of that whole organization that both Kyle and I are members of is the importance of living a balanced life. And we know a lot of rich people that are miserable, and we know a lot of not rich people that are happy. And at the end of the day, it's not about the money. It's about the time. It's about the experiences. It's about what you want to share, what you want to give, and what you want to become. And it's not just about what you have, you know? And
correct.
you know that as well as anyone I know. And thank God I've gotten some of that in my life too, where it's focused away from material things and more into time and friendships and family and the things that really matter. So that was one thing I took away. Number two, you talk about high producing teams, and high performing teams are different than teams or groups. And
yes,
in my experience, every single high performing team is based on accountability, communication, and trust. And if you don't have all three of those, you're not going to have a high performance team. You might have a team,
right,
but it's not going to allow you the lifestyle that you're seeking to live if you don't have accountability, communication, and trust. Would you agree with that?
Oh, for sure, Kevin. There's always a little bit of, lack of a better word, babysitting to an extent when you don't have that necessarily, that you're always kind of just wondering, are my realtors being, communicated with how we've set up our processes for? Is the follow-up there? Are they doing parts of our daily success plan,
right,
with the phone calls and picking up the phone and things of that nature to keep, the communication side of it running? So that's exactly what Megan has grounded for me. I know that structure is there. And then from that standpoint, it's just as I've evolved and trying to grow, hiring another loan partner to kind of be more front end, be another Kyle, but in-house, at the office, running that ship. So that's kind of where I am. I'm not a huge team by any means, or a team of three, honestly, so
a very productive team of three. And
yeah, we have it dialed in, and so it's been good. And I think with the new team member that we're looking, that's coming on at the beginning of the new month, July, that'll open up some more bandwidth for us to pump up some additional units. So I'm excited.
Well, you should be excited. And the third takeaway that I got at the beginning there, which you probably don't even know because you're humble, but you're an incredible leader. And I think a lot of times in the mortgage business, leadership goes unnoticed or we don't work at it. And it's a skill that we can get better at. And like five times already, you've referenced Megan as your unicorn, as your ride or die, as your rock, as your, and that's great leadership because you're raising other people up to be the best they can be. You're clear on your mission and you've made it crystal clear to them what the mission is, and they don't stray from the mission. That's called leadership. And so if you're tuning in here and you have a team, but it's not a high performing team, think about leadership. Think about a little acronym called ACT, accountability, communication, and trust, because I've yet to see any high performing teams not have all three. And I've yet to see high performing teams not have great leadership at the helm. And so I know that you might not say every day I work on leadership, but your actions speak louder than your words. And I know the way you treat her and soon to be the new gal coming in, that is great leadership, whether you kind of think about that or not. I can see it from a mile away, and it's true.
Yeah, I think it's extremely important. I've always approached it to where I was big early on to, they're never referred to me in any of my circles as an assistant. I just don't like that word. They're always a loan partner, always a team manager of some sort, something elevated to, because they earned it, honestly. They're professionals, their experience is there. They do the job probably a little bit better than I could, honestly, on that back end side of it. And so I just don't want to, push them down. I always want to elevate and build them up. And so I think that's been a huge advantage of, again, being tied to the Freedom Club and just being around people that are better than me, and just stealing nuggets. And so I picked up on that, and just keeping them, up there, building that trust and making sure that they're happy and delivering that work-life balance for them as well. I want them taking vacations. I don't want them getting burned out. This industry is tough enough, and so the stress is always running. And I see that. And so they struggle a little bit in taking those breaks. And so I'm always interjecting as like, hey, check out, take the afternoon off. I got you. I'll jump in, whatever we can try to do to help each other and hold each other's hands to benefit, the team overall. That's super important to me.
It's a superpower. And to be honest, cross training and being, first of all, you can't allow them to be so overworked that they don't follow the mission anymore. It won't work. It'll dissolve before it even gets going. So I think everything you're doing is 100% proper, and it's harder to do what you're doing than I think you realize. And many have tried, but it really comes back to leadership. And I think that they probably respect you so much, they're willing to break through a break wall. Carl always said, I'd take a bullet for this guy or that guy. I hope it's in the arm, but I'd take a bullet for him. And it feels like that's how you've built your team. Everyone on the team would take a bullet for one another, and no one's yes. above anyone else. No one. I hate titles. You know, I don't even know what my yeah. title is on my business card. I could care less. I just want to help people have a better life. Yep. And so let's turn this to, because you've got this incredibly cool team and you've done great at that. The market's pretty tough. We're not going to sugarcoat it, right? We've been doing this yeah. a long time, 19 years. I've been doing this a little bit longer than that. You know, we both lived through a recession in 2008 through 10 that was pretty nasty. But you could argue that today's market is slightly worse than back then due to some different dynamics, but some realities. We had rate increase at the highest level in ever in the history of the mortgage industry in a 12-month span.
No inventory.
You got no inventory. You got affordability issues that didn't exist 13, 14 years ago. In many markets, you can't buy a starter home for under 350 grand in many places. It's incredible, right? And we didn't have all those aspects of the recession 14 years ago. But how have you been able to continuously bring in solid, regular referrals on a monthly basis while you're not working 80 hours a week? Could you speak a little bit to how you're able to thrive in a tough market, not simply survive?
Yeah. I think kind of what you touched on is the 19 years in the industry. You know, I've been in the same market in Tulsa for that period of time. So my name's out there. I'm extremely loyal. I haven't hopped around very much at all. So I'm easy to find, you know, in that regard. So when I am considering opening up, you know, additional relationships on my list, I'm super protective of that, Kevin. So I have a smaller, you know, focus, you know, we call it focus 40, but I like to kind of focus 25. You know, that's my bandwidth. I want really deep relationships in that regard that those realtors and builders, financial planners, CPAs know that I have their back, and I want to know that they have my back when we're talking, you know, to clients. And so that's what served me really well, I feel, just really dialing in those relationships. And then, like I said, when that was something that I opened up this year, actually, to kind of pivot, you know, I did realize there was a few on that focus list that maybe weren't producing, you know, as much as the leads weren't, you know, coming in as I kind of expected. So that's opened up a little bit of a pivot for me where I went out and did an updated production list and kind of have circled some names to go after, you know, just in trying to reconnect if we haven't, you know, cross paths in a while or build that new relationship and just reaching out. So again, my name over these 19 years is a benefit for me in that when I call them, not to, you know, be on a high horse, but I mean, they usually will know they've crossed paths with me on a transaction or they've heard my name in the, you know, in crossing. And so that helps me, you know, just have a little bit better rapport, you know, on the phone initially, you know, in setting up an appointment, hopefully to cross paths, just to learn a little bit about their business, you know, and what they're up against. And then just me touching base into things that we're being coached on, you know, monthly with our coaching or, you know, from a mastermind event, you know, one of the Freedom Club pieces that we came from and just trying to give them some little nuggets to hopefully help their business that way, you know, and then just starting that relationship that way. Just really the work-life piece of it, you know, and having the trust with my team allows me to be more focused on that. I'm not in my files. I'm not putting out fires to an extent. I just have that trust and that experience built in there, right? That took me a while to get to, but I've got it now. And so that's really what it's helping me stay on the phone, stay in front of my group and work that relationship, you know, taking care of their business as much as possible and trying to see where their pain points are that I could maybe bring some value or some ideas to help them get through it.
Think of the huge number of takeaways if you're tuning into our show today. Think of this real quickly. He believes in coaching. Every single top producer I know believes in coaching. Number two, he's willing to go deep and not just wide. We have a thing that we believe in called the Focus 40. He believes in Focus 25. It doesn't really matter. What matters is, are you willing to cultivate and deepen and strengthen relationships from a place of authenticity, not some fake BS, because they can see through that in 5 seconds.
Right.
And make a value add. He said that twice. I hope everyone's tuning in and hearing this. You've got to bring value to these partners. It's not enough to just have them think you're nice. That does start it. but you got to bring value. And as you bring value, you get more and more in return. The more you give, the more you get. And what I love about that is if I were to call those 25 and say, hi, I'm a local lender here in Tulsa and I'd like to talk to you, I ain't getting anywhere with them because they're going to say, Kyle Bradley's my guy. End of discussion and nothing to talk about. And that's the ultimate goal in what we do for a living, is to have X number of people wake up every morning knowing that you're their partner. And I know that's true in your life. And so it's just, again, there's four or five takeaways that for me are epiphanies, you know, and I love hearing that. But here's another one that I heard. I don't know if everyone on this call heard, but I take this away because I believe in it 100%. I don't know many people in my life that can come from a place of abundance, not scarcity, as you can, without any ounce of arrogance to it. And it's really important. I've always said since I started selling something 35 years ago, the best sales tool in the world is abundance and not scarcity. If you have to beg someone for an outcome, it's a bad gig. You're going to get beat up on price. You're going to get beat up on time constraints. You're going to be held hostage to every whim of theirs. But if you can come from a place of abundance versus scarcity, it changes the whole world. And like you said, very nonchalantly, I'm very careful who I let into the circle. That's an abundance mindset. So please, anyone tuning in, take that from Kyle. Be abundant. Do not come from scarcity and weakness. I'm telling you, it's the worst way to sell. Do you agree with me?
Oh, fully. Yeah, I've always kind of, even in talking to my group, you know, when I first meet even a new relationship, I was like, look, I'm just straight up and direct and to the point. I don't sugarcoat it. It's like, here's what I'm looking to do. I even talk about exactly what I was like, I'm looking to add you to my Focus 25 potentially. You know, I'm not going to throw, I'm not one to have like a big realtor net. I've never been that way. I don't want many. I want, like you said, depth dialed in deep, not spread out. So that's what I'm looking to do. And, you know, just being that authentic, they recognize that. And they're like, yeah, I can see myself working with you or trusting my clients with you. You know, the experience piece of it, just with doing great work and then having the team built that delivers great work and, you know, manages the DSP correctly and hammers out what we're trying to do as a team overall. It's just a great experience for the client and then the realtor as well. And so they see that once they have a transaction with us. And then, you know, if you're working the DSP correctly, then you're generating referrals down the road, you know, even after the fact, after the closing. I say that again. I was like, I'm not a transactional loan officer where I'm just looking to be one and done. I'm going to be managing your mortgage liability piece. As long as you have that, that's what I want to be involved with. I'm going to be touching base with you, you know, after the closing multiple times, being a resource for you. That's what I want, you know, to develop and build that relationship and trust for you with. So, yeah.
Well, like you just said, you're a lifelong debt and liability manager. You're not a loan officer. Americans take on debts. They also have assets. Financial advisors, you know, they monitor and secure assets. You monitor and secure debt, right? I mean, it's something every American should have, right? Everyone should have a financial advisor. Everyone should have a debt advisor too. And that's what you are. And you're just the king of cool. And I know, that. I wish we spoke more because although they're infrequent, every single time I've talked to you, I've left feeling better about where I'm headed than when I didn't talk to you. And that matters. And I can see how that kind of oozes out of you without it being your MO. It's just a cool thing you got. You got a vibe that's important. And a lot of people don't think about vibe and they don't think about body language. They don't think about voice inflection and they just don't spend any time on this stuff. And I pick up on all this stuff because I'm trying to get better every day in my life too. And that's why I love hosting this show, because I've had the great luxury of being able to have some incredibly cool guests on Loan Officer Impact and to see how you're impacting the Tulsa community, how you're impacting your team, and most importantly, your family, because you're present for your family. And I can't tell you, I had a gal that I love. She's a wonderful gal, but she had her daughter recently say, Mom, I don't care about the kind of clothes I have or where I go to school. I just want my mommy back. And that's because she's on the phone all the time. You talk about hitting home. When a seven-year-old says that to you, you got to get your priorities in line. And this girl's done that. She's made a full change and she went on vacation about 2 weeks ago for the first time, I think in 7 years or something. And she was present in the vacation. She didn't talk on the phone the whole time. She didn't have her computer up and running. And that kind of stuff matters, because I love to make money. I'm a capitalist, just like you are, you know, but money just fuels lives, right? It's not, it's not about how much you make. It's what you do with it and how many lives you impact through earning money. And you just have all your priorities in the right line, in my opinion. I think you're an inspiration, and I think you're a great dude. And I just appreciate you taking 20, 25 minutes today and sharing with our group. For those of you interested in enjoying some of the fruits that Kyle has been able to join, go to growingwithkevin.com. That's growingwithkevin.com. My calendar's on there. Grab a 15-minute block with me, and I'd be happy to discuss the DSP or the Focus 40, any of these concepts we believe in. I run a daily success plan every day in my life, as does Kyle, and we're strategic about where we're headed. We don't just haphazardly go. My friend Doug Catteray, who's also a Freedom Club guy. Yeah, he's your coach, right? Yep. And he says you can't live on a drug called hopium, you know? And
I've heard that before.
If your business plan is to sit around and hope the phone rings, it ain't gonna happen for most people most of the time. And so, again, please go to growingwithkevin.com. Please continue to check out Loan Officer Impact on Spotify and on YouTube. And our mission here at Loan Officer Impact is simply to bring tools and tips and strategies and nuggets to loan officers nationwide, regardless of where they work, so that they can have a more fun-filled life, a less stress-filled life, and to enjoy, you know, what we're here to do in this industry. So, Kyle, with sincere thanks and gratitude, I appreciate you could have picked something else to do with your time today, and we really are grateful that you chose to spend it with us and invest it with us, and I thank you for that.
You're very welcome. You're the man, Kevin. Always have time for you, sir. Thanks for having me. All right,
buddy. We'll be talking soon, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.